World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, you guys are amazing. I'm just gonna tell you, you're amazing that you get up and come in here every day. You know, there ain't like a million of us. You guys get up early in the morning. Some of you out on the West Coast, it's 4 a.m. What time is, hey, Gino, what time is it where you are there, buddy? What time is it?
It is 6 o'clock.
He's up at 6 o'clock, which means he got up at 5:30 probably, right? Anybody later than that? Anybody out there in, what would be the mountain time zone watching it? What time? People get up and come. I appreciate it, man. I want you to know I take the responsibility very, very seriously. And I want you to know, believe it or not, I know I'm arrogant. I know I seem self-centered. I want you to know that ain't my heart, man. If that's the way it comes across, that ain't my heart. Just telling you. And I want you to know this without, I'm not going to go into detail. I am seeing, Michelle and I this morning, we are seeing miracles happen right in front of us in family relations. That's all I'm going to say. We're seeing it happen. I don't know if it's happening to anybody else. And I think a lot of us, one of the things that we need to do, we're having relationship problems. And sometimes we can't properly pray for those relationships because we're angry, bitter, hurt, whatever. And we're not praying out of the right spirit. And I'm just, man, what a time to be alive, man. What a time. And oh, I got so much I want to share with you today. We're going to take, I appreciate Joe's getting up. We're going to take communion here. I want to say this just before we get going. This is going to be a powerful show. Some of the stuff I found today, I'm telling you. I thank the Lord that he's opening our eyes to it. Lies, deception, and fear, we're going to talk about. But deeper than that, what's really going on around us. And we are, as I said the other day, we are in a crucible. Hey, folks, politics and Trump are just a distraction to what's really going on. I don't know if Trump's a pawn. I don't know if he's a knight. I don't know if he's part of the kings of this earth. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you some stuff today that's going on. And while we're bickering and arguing over other stuff, what's really going on behind the scenes, do not go away. Michelle's up. She got up early today, too. And I'm saying, oh, my God, Michelle, I don't even know how I present all this stuff. So hang in there with me. I hope Mark Trump's out there, because I'm going to need Mark Trump with this technology and stuff that's going on around us. So I'll shut up for a minute. And Joe, lead us through communion. I appreciate you getting up out there. Is he there?
Yeah, there. I was waiting for the producer to pull it up.
Throw it up there. There you go.
Howdy, everybody. And the reading today is 1 John 1 to 10. 1 John 1, 1 to 10. Lots of ones in there. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life.
By the way, you notice it's not a period there. That's a semicolon. I mean, it's just the beginning of a thought connecting the next thought. Go ahead, Joe.
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
Semicolon, with brackets. Go ahead.
That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Joe, I got to stop right there because the Holy Spirit just prompted me. Hey, folks, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not saying this to be mean. Some of you have never been born again. Never been born again. Going to church your whole life, don't even know what to talk, don't even know what it means. Maybe you've said a prayer and you've accepted Christ as your Savior, but you have not exercised the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I really, really believe that, and I'm not being critical. That's why so many of our lives are powerless. And I'm not talking about being woo-woo super spiritual. Just the average, everyday power of the Holy Spirit living in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Some of you have never had that happen to you. Go ahead, Joe.
And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light.
Amen.
And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
Amen.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one with another.
Amen.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin.
Wow.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
Amen.
The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Heavenly Father, again we come to you from across this great country that you've seen fit to put us in, bring us to, have us born in, Lord, depending on how we came to be here. And also in some foreign countries from time to time that join us. We come to you with gratitude. You have done so much in our lives. We don't deserve what you have done, but there must be something worthy in us, otherwise you would not have done it. That we were made in your image, Lord, in the image of the Father, and you and the Holy Spirit, Lord, that was what you were thinking about when you created us. So there must be something worthy there. And Lord, our country is so broken. Though there is a lot of effort to turn a corner, to reveal the truth, to bring justice back into the country, to bring family, mother, father, children back into the country, back into being politically correct, that what is normal is now politically correct. We are so far from where we grew up. We are so far from where our personal foundations are within us. And it's hard to see the future, Lord. But I also know that we're not meant to know the future and to try to find it, I believe, is a sin. So Maybe that's one of the blessings, is that we're more dependent upon you now than perhaps we ever were.
Amen.
And so, Lord, in this manner, in this new dependency, let these days be days that cleave us to you, that bind us to you.
Amen.
That remind us daily we are your, not just your servants, Lord, but we are your ambassadors. We are your friends. And help us all to develop a more personal relationship with you. Some of us are at the beginning, and some of us have had a relationship with you our whole lives. But we need to make it deeper. We need to hear your voice better. And I can say, Lord, that I believe that anybody who is here has been hearing your voice to come here and be a part of this fellowship here. This isn't a normal, easy place to find. If you're here,
Jesus,
that means that you are listening to your shepherd, and you are here to meet the people he wants you to meet, to learn what he wants you to learn, to get stronger and hear. And Lord, I pray again for Tina Peters. She is on my heart. The injustice in the once great state of Colorado is hard to fathom, that this could have happened and still is happening. But there is an inkling of justice there as they are reviewing her sentence. But it's not what it should be, Lord. So we pray for her safety. We pray for her health. We pray for her vitality. We pray for her attitude, that she always walk within your joy, that she always be safe and protected, that she wake up younger every day, not older. Notwithstanding that in that environment, there are people who no doubt have been given orders to end her life, but those orders have not been fulfilled, and we are grateful. And so, Lord, we are grateful for communion. This is something you told us or commanded us to do, to remember you and what you did for us. But we realize, Lord, that it isn't just something in the past to remember, that by taking communion, we can participate in the new covenant, in the New Testament, in the sacrifice of the Lamb of God for us. For we have the privilege of worshiping the one true God who gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we ask you to forgive our sins and transgressions, Lord, and bring us cleansed into your sight, for this is a holy moment. We ask you to bless this bread and drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for us so many years ago.
Amen.
And we ask that you remind us that this can be the meal that heals. And I know that all of us have aches or pains or feelings or challenges, or that only you can heal quickly, Lord. Only you can really, truly take away. So we ask that this be the meal that heals for those things, and that you help us with that peppercorn of faith that we all have been given to have enough, or to support each other and share our faith so we can receive those healings here online or in the recording, Lord. You're with us no matter. So in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for getting up. Appreciate your efforts. Thank you for getting up.
Well, prayer for my hearing this morning would be well received, because I'm going into battle in the courtroom a little bit like David. We're giving thanks.
Lord, let justice roll down like a mighty river, Lord. Let justice roll down. Let your anointing be upon Joe as he fights that fight in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Folks, I'm so loaded today. I'm so loaded. I'm so loaded for bear. I don't want to say a download, but I got a download. Listen, first of all, those of you who are local, we are going to gather tomorrow night. Mel, are you out there? Can you pull that up there, Mel, real quick for the local people? Look,
put the link in the chat, or Spencer, I know, can get there. It's under the events tab.
Okay,
Spencer.
Good. Good folks, they need to know if you're going to come, right? We need to know how many people are going to be able to make it on Saturday. Now, I know it doesn't affect a lot of you, okay? But house to house in Ohio, we're doing it. We're doing something, okay? And so yes.
Yeah, just tell them to text me or email me if you're planning on coming, just so we can plan.
That's right. And we give you directions where to go. It's and all that kind of stuff. We got to be careful because the nefarious folks want to join. So if you need more information, there's Glenn's contact information. Let him know, and then we can make good preparation on that. All right? But, by the way, it's house to house. It's not the same place every time. And I'm not going to say where it is because I don't. We don't want the wrong folks to show up. So blessings on that, okay? Now, look, anybody for the good of the group before I get going, because this is going to be, I promise you, this will be a keeper. And I'm going to ask you this. Do you guys share these? Do you share these? What I'm going to share today, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And you guys need to share them. Anybody, look, Coach, where are you? Get over here. Any hands up here? Anybody good to the group? Okay, cool. Give me some time here, okay? Give me some time. This is really, really critical. First of all, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to, because it's important. It's important that we do this. Pull up, I wrote a commentary, Lies, Deception, and Fear, Oh My. It's very, very quick. And I'm going to run down it very quick because I want to set the stage for what we're going to talk about here today. Okay? Lies, Deception, Fear, Oh My. Share this, all right? Share this. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. Who said that? George Orwell. Lions and Tigers and Bears, Oh My. Who was that? Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Ronald Reagan said, "Trust but verify." Right? And then Coach Dave says, "Lies, deception, fear, oh my." Please pardon me if I put my own personal statement alongside such famous folks, but is there anything that better explains the time in which we live? I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Probably is another one we could throw into the batch. Scroll down, Spence. I want to get this done quick. Laying the groundwork, okay? Lies, deception, and fear is the mantra in America. It plays out daily on TV, the internet, casual conversations that Americans have with one another, or as Oprah famously told us, we all need to seek our own truth, as if truth was nothing more than an opinion. That's what's going on in America today, folks. Opinion masquerading as truth. I saw it on the internet, or I heard it on a podcast, or my pastor told me, or my favorite, the Bible says so. Things taken out of context can often lead to disastrous results. Trust but verify. As I said in a previous commentary, who told you that and why do you believe them? How do you know who you can really trust? I'm sorry to admit it, but the question whether NASA really did send astronauts to the moon, call me a conspiracy nut, but I don't trust anything the government tells me. The last time we went to the moon was 53 years ago, if we went at all. And suddenly, without any fanfare, we're so supposed to believe that we restarted the Apollo program and we're going to the moon again. Really? Really? By the way, they told us, I didn't put it in here, but they told us that they lost the data, didn't they? They don't didn't know how to get, didn't they tell us that? This is from the government. Okay, this is from a government that tells you that Oswald acted alone. The 911 was done by terrorists who'd never flown planes before. That born gays are born that way. The media is telling you this, that there's no difference between men and women. The vaccines are safe and effective. Should we trust a government that engaged in secret operations such as Operation Paperclip, MKUltra, Watergate, Area 51, killing of Lavoy Finicum, Waco, Branch Davidians, chemtrails, the burning of Maui, 2016 election, and of course, Joe Biden was all over. He was bright. I could go on. I'm sure you could add a few too. Do you really think we went to the moon? Am I the only one who always questions the government narrative? Suddenly NASA is in the news and the Epstein isn't? My friend, Satan is real. His job is to oppose everything that is righteous and true. 2 Corinthians says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Would it be safe to say that the opposite of liberty is bondage? Are Americans more free today than they were in 1963 when SCOTUS booted Christianity out of the American government? Consider me old-fashioned, but I remember when we taught our kids not to lie. I remember lying got your mouth washed out with soap. I remember when it was an insult to be called a liar. Today, the best liars get promoted. We vote them into higher office. Fear is a great motivator. It makes men do things they know is wrong simply to save their own hide. Truth-telling was so serious that they made officials swear on the Bible to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. It's not situational for elected officials. You lie, you go to prison. That's called high crimes, folks. We need perp walks. We need public executions. Our children need to see the consequences of not telling the truth. So as the old saying goes, there's no honor among thieves. Hence, thieves rule the world. Lies, deception, and fear, oh my. Americans need to see justice. May the sword of justice swing in America once again. Until then, it's nothing more than blather.
Boom.
Boom. Okay, can I get there? Man, this is unbelievable. This is just unbelievable. I don't even know where to start. I'm just going to dive in. See, I don't think I have a special connection to the Holy Spirit, but I have a connection to the Holy Spirit, available to you as well. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, another voice they don't hear. So I get up this morning, had a wonderful night's sleep, and I sit down, and the Lord puts on, the Holy Spirit said to me, Palantir. And let me stop a minute. Hey, are you listening to me? I just got up. I just fired up my computer. I just had my cup of coffee in my hand, and the Lord said to me, Palantir. What? Because we're out there arguing about Trump did this, and Trump did that, and Israel, and Jews, blah, 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 blah. Huh? All lies, deception, and fear, right? Palantir? I said, what? Lord, what? What? So I said, Lord, what's Palantir? Go to number four. You guys know Peter Thiel? I'm getting into this. Hang on. Palantir. Did you guys know this? Palantir. Hold up here, Spence. Not Wikipedia. Slide down a bit. Slide down a bit. I'm sorry. Right there. Okay, folks. Palantir. Peter Thiel, who's running the world, owns Palantir. He created Palantir. Did you know Palantir originally refers to a magical crystal ball from Tolkien's legendary Farseeing? And is also the name of a modern-day analytics company. Did you know Peter Thiel named his company Palantir after the Lord of the Rings? Is anybody getting goosebumps other than me? Lord of the Rings? In Tolkien's epic fantasy universe, Palantir is an indestructible crystal ball used for communication and to see events across distant locations or in the past. The word comes from the Elvish language, Quenya, combining palin, which means far, and tir, watch over, literally meaning those that watch from afar. Do you folks, are you, is anybody picking this up? Is anybody picking this up? The spiritual demonic association with what he's talking about right here. The stones were created by Elvis and Valinor. I didn't really watch Lord of the Rings, okay? But now Palantir Technologies, founded in 2003 by Peter Thiel and others, is a technology company specializing in data integration and analytics software. Huh? The company's name was inspired because why? They see far through the day. Are you looking for an antichrist, baby? Huh? They got you worried about Trump. Huh? They got you worried about all this stuff going on. And under the radar, behind the scenes, Mr. Palantir, Peter Thiel, this gives me goosebumps. I don't know about you guys. Summary. What's the summary say? Scroll down, Spence. There. Etymology. Far. Tear is far. Watch over. Fictional meaning, magical crystal ball for seeing distant events. Corporate meaning, data analytics and analytics company, enabling insight and decision-making from complex data sets. Thus, Palantir embodies the concept of far-seeing vision. Huh? Oh, my goodness. Okay, hang on. Stay with me now, right? Lies, deception, and fear. We talked about that, right? Look, I'm going to tell you this. Donald Trump's a distraction. It's all a distraction behind... It's a distraction against everything else that's going on that we don't even understand is going on. Okay, hang on. You ready for this? Pull up number 7 real quick. Who is Peter Thiel? Who is Peter Thiel? There he is. Scroll down a little bit. Peter Thiel runs Palantir. Click on it. Peter Thiel is a German-American entrepreneur, venture capitalist, and political activist, co-founder of PayPal, Palantir Technologies, and was in early on Facebook. He's born in Germany, yada, yada, yada. Co-founder of PayPal in 1980. He co-founded PayPal. He's worth billions and billions of dollars. He then founded Clarium Corporation, Palantir Technologies, XSpace, Airbnb, Stripe, Facebook. He was founded or co-founded several other ventures, including Valar Ventures, Thiel Capital. What? Oh, boy. Can I tell you something? Thiel is openly gay. Come on, man. Come on. And married Matt Den Zeisen in 2017. Politically, he's a conservative libertarian. Oh, yeah, he is. Supporter of Republican. No, don't you believe that crap for a second, okay? Now, let's get off Peter Thiel. This is a guy before. Spencer, if you would, pull up for me Psalm 3. Psalm 3. Now, I did this in the Message Bible, okay? And those of you who watch regularly know that I don't believe the Message Bible is the Word of God, but it is an interpretation of what Psalm 2 says. And you ask yourself if this is where we are or not. Hang on. Time is, I got to keep moving. So this is Psalm 2. Why did the heathen rage and people imagine a vain thing? Okay, this is the message. Why the big noise, nations? Why the mean plots, people? Earth leaders push for position. Demagogues and delegates meet for summit talks. The God deniers, the Messiah defiers. Let's get free of God. Cast loose from Messiah. This is the Message Bible, Psalm 2. Heaven-throned God breaks out laughing. At first, he's amused at their presumption. Then he gets good and angry. And furiously, he shuts them up. Don't you know there's a king in Zion? A coronation banquet is spread for him on that holy summit. Let me tell you what God said next. He said, you're my son, and today is your birthday. And what do you want? Name it. Nations as a present, continents as a prize. You can command them all to dance for you or throw them out with tomorrow's trash. God's saying, I'm in control. I'm in control. So rebel kings, use your heads. Upstart judges, learn your lesson. Worship God in adoring embrace. Celebrate in trembling awe. Kiss Messiah. Your very lives are in danger, big boy. His anger is about to explode. But if you make a run for God, you'll never regret it. Psalm 2 in the Message Bible. Okay, you ready? Sitting down? This is boy. Poem number 2. I put the link up here. I don't know. I don't always know what it is. Look at this. What are the largest data centers? Mark Trump, stay with that one. Stay with that one you just had up there. Mark Trump always talks about data centers, yada, yada, yada. Where are the largest data centers in the U.S.? Hey, folks, data centers are otherworldly. It's a beast system, and it's happening, and we don't even know it. Data centers are the largest What are the largest growing data centers in the U.S.? Well, let's look here. Pull them up. Scroll down a little bit. Switch in Reno. Meta in Pineville, Oregon. Switch in Las Vegas. Google. All these data centers are popping up. Oh, well, they got us distracted and looking over here. Peter Thiel and the boys, the kings of the earth who've set themselves. Huh? Oh, baby, they are working. All right? Now, scroll on down, Spencer. I think I want you to scroll down on this. And folks, I put it together quickly this morning. Bear with me here. Look at all those. The power problem. Data centers are outgrowing the grid. Hey, who's behind data centers? Palantir. That'd be Palantir. Huh? Power problem. Data centers are outgrowing the grid. I remember I talked about New Albany. Huh? Hang on. Where are these places? The emergence of specific regions like Central Oregon, Northern Virginia, Iowa, Georgia, South Carolina. It's no accident. The kings of this earth have set themselves. Palantir. Final thoughts, data centers growth isn't slowing, it's accelerating. Data centers. Why? They own the data, they own you. You want to talk about Mark of the Beast, one world system. We're looking at it. I don't know if I have time to read this or not. This is amazing. Yes, let's take time. Is it okay, Paul? Can I take time? Because some of you won't do it. The beast system from the Bible is being funded by your tax dollars. What? Oh, yeah. Wait, hang on a minute. I want to come back to this, okay? So just go. New Albany, Ohio. We talked about it the other day. Oh, hey, you looking at me? Ohio is the heart of it all. Isn't that the slogan? Any Buckeyes out there? Isn't Ohio the heart of it all? Spencer, pull up a map of America and pull up a map of Ohio. If you could, just go to pull up a map of Ohio, a big map of Ohio. I don't want a road map. I want a map. And you ask me this. No. Give me one that, like a road map. So we can see the outline of them. That's what I'm looking for. Because, folks, Ohio is the heart of it all because it's shaped like a heart. Pull up a map of Ohio, Spence. I'm sorry. I should give you. I know you're doing the best you can. Pull up a map of Ohio. It's a heart. It's a heart. Do you understand that, folks? Ohio is the heart of it all. It's a heart. Looks like a heart. With me? We're the heart of it all. And what's going on at the heart of it all? Well, Palantir's coming in. He's coming in. We're distracted about Trump with this, and Trump with that, and this and this and this. And what? Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, boy, I feel this so big. So right in the middle of those who aren't familiar with Ohio, that dot in the middle is the capital city of Columbus, Ohio. And right outside the capital city is this little podunk town called New Albany, Ohio, owned by Epstein. You with me? Spencer, you ready? Pull up number 6. Mark Trump, look at the data centers in New Albany, Ohio. Are you guys seeing this? Huh? These are data centers in New Albany, Ohio, owned by Wexner, who hired Epstein. I don't know if you're picking up on it yet. Let's go to number five real quick. Yep, I'll get you in here, Trump. I want you to straighten this out on us. Pull up number, where are the largest data centers in the world? There they are. There they are. So one near you? Scroll down. Hey, folks. Peter Thiel is one of the kings of the earth. Did you hear what I just said? He's one of the kings of the earth. He named, I got some. Mark, I want to get you in here in a second if I can. Hey, Spencer, bring up number eight. Lord of the Rings. Are you guys familiar with Lord of the Rings? I'm connecting some dots for you, whether you want to believe it or not, right? Spencer, start. This is a move from the Return of the King. This is, you're going to see Palantir show up in this quick video. Put it at about 1.5 speed, because it's really not important what's the verbiage that's going on, but you're going to see, I can't remember this guy's name, but he's going to pick up, he's going to pick up the Palantir. Pippin's going to pick up the Palantir. Watch this. Go ahead.
What are you doing?
Tree of life is dead. You saw the dead tree of life.
I saw him. I could hear his voice in my head.
Speak.
He asked me my name. I didn't answer. He heard me.
What did you tell him about Frodo and the ring?
Lord of the Rings, Palantir. Huh? All-seeing, all-knowing, data centers everywhere. Hey, Trump, what the hell is going on?
Hey, you're nailing it. Some people know more about the future than we do, and they make gambles and build companies around it, right?
Right.
In the chat, I got a link if Spencer wants to pull that up. But I did a quick analysis of Palantir for you, Coach. And the other link, that's the future of where they're going, according to Google, right?
Right.
But look at that picture. There you go. So I did this real quick, and there might be errors because ChatGPT did this, Coach. But look,
Mark.
Yep.
These are the kings of the earth who set themselves.
Well, these one of the companies that could be led by a nation, right?
Right.
One of the watchers. That's right. So The upper right is the etymology, so I included that. Scroll down a little bit, Spencer, you'll see what they do. So they got Palantir platform stack. So Gotham, you see that? Foundry, yep. Apollo, and AIP. So those are the tools of this company that they market. So these are the enemy's devices. Okay, there they are. This is what they do. And then you see, you know, where they're going, where they operate, and so forth. They're growing. You see how they're growing?
Yeah.
Key milestones. So I did a quick history on them just to show people a little bit more about who this company is, what they do. So the government's definitely, you know, they're a government tool. So they
Mark,
have.
They didn't pick that name by accident, did they, Mark?
No, I'm doing a report right now out of Claude on the word etymology. So I'll send that over. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, the data center tie-in, again, this is one company, right? Think about Microsoft. Think about Google. Think about Amazon. You know, so these are the biggest companies on earth that's controlling data, Coach.
Yes.
So our economy went from land, then it went to whoever owned the most industry and oil. And now it's who owns the most data. Okay. So the whole economic paradigm is shifting to who owns data, who can control data, who can control the agents living in the data centers, servers.
Who can control the elected officials that are going to vote the right way, yeah, the right legislation?
Well, how do elected officials make decisions? They used to look it up in books. Who's making the decisions for the officials now?
Palantir.
It's AI. It's AI. And if you take just the ones the government lets the politicians use, you're filtering a data set using a limited AI to just what they want you to legislate against.
Wow.
You see? It's all about the data sources that they allow the AI access to that enables the outputs to be accurate. If you limit it to inaccurate inputs, you'll get inaccurate outputs. You see? Amen.
So, folks, look, hang on, Mark. I appreciate this so much from you. Folks, listen. Look at this shiny argument, shiny thing over here. Trump and yada, 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 yada. And over here, they're doing all this stuff to control every aspect of your life. Who is the kings of the earth who set themselves? Do you have any idea the data they probably have on Donald Trump? Do you have any idea the data they probably have on Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton? Do you have any idea the data they have gathered on these people? And so what's going on? The kings of this earth are controlling everything, and we get mad at the president, and he ain't even in control. Mark, is he in control? Is Donald Trump in control?
No, I've said it for a long time. But, Coach, but he may have a higher position. It may not be about America. You see? So I think he's got a more global marketing position. He's an entertainer. He's the only one to put his hands on the walls over in Israel, but he didn't touch the Bible when he got anointed. How's that work, Coach? He puts his hands on the wall, but he doesn't put it on the Bible when they swear him in. Some accident happened. His wife told it.
Not only that,
holy smokes.
The people there with him didn't say, hey, you forgot to put your hand on the Bible. You know, all those people who they choreograph every second of that event. Nobody said, oh, wait a minute, whoa, we got to get a Bible. Oh, hey, folks, the kings of this earth.
Amen.
Earth. It ain't who you think it is.
Be curious. Be curious. Question everything. And Coach, I got to tell you, I don't like trust and verify. I don't like it. You got to verify, then trust. We have to change the paradigm. You have to. Man. You can't trust the government. That's right. It's a broken paradigm. It's outdated as George Bush.
And This is, you put that in that chat. Did I capture that? Is so, Mark, explain this to slugs like me. You just spoke into the computer and it created that page for you. Are you there, Mark? Is that how you do it? You just speak into your phone and you got to ask the right question.
Yeah. Well, I didn't speak into it, but I did it as soon as I heard the topic. I did that real quick. It took that long. You see, it used to take graphics people what? They'd quote you 4 days, 4 days to put something like that together. But if you look, the two men's faces on the right are the same. So you can't really guarantee the accuracy, Coach. She had hallucinated maybe the same.
Nathan Bedding's are probably the same guy, right? But AI did.
Well, I don't know. Their faces look awful the same to be two different names under them. You know, yeah. So I'd have to vet this a bit more. But those are the things we got to do. I created a worksheet for actually one of our vendors, and I sent it to him. The framework was perfect, but it said that vendor tool did things that the vendor tool couldn't. So they said, Mark, you're hallucinating. And they made fun of me, you know, but you got to watch everything that comes out of these tools. Yeah. Okay.
So I got folks, come on. You think Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook? Come on. It's the kings of this earth. Johnny, come on in.
Good morning, Coach and everybody. I was just thinking about how when Joe was saying a prayer this morning in our communion, and the scripture where he pointed out that if any man says that he's not a sinner, is a liar.
That's right.
And how easy it is for us to forget just simple little things in history. They're like a cat covering everything up in a sandbox. They just cover it up because they know we're going to forget. And you remember when Trump was asked at that church if he was a sinner, and he said that he was not. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to point out too was, and I'm probably going to get this wrong, but you're going to kind of know what I mean, is that when something like Satan's greatest trick was to convince the world that God did not exist, and that I just see it in real time. I've delivered loads with this truck to Omaha, Nebraska, to a Facebook facility, a data center that just held pictures. That's all it did. This place was so immense and huge. It was 2 miles by 2 miles by 2 miles by 2 miles square. This was just one little data center in Omaha just to hold pictures for Facebook. And right next to it was another facility, which was Google. And when you went in there, you had to sign off on, and I don't know why, but once you were on their premises, you couldn't say the word Google. I don't know what that was all about, but I have experienced these data centers firsthand, and they're just massive.
They're everywhere.
They're massive.
They're everywhere. And they are gobbling up fresh water. Adam, come on in.
Hey, good morning. They're building 3 of them over by me, even though people are protesting. But I have a question for you, Coach, or for anybody in the queue. Isn't Palantir, weren't they involved in creating the software so that China can give their citizens social credit scores?
Probably, although I don't know. They're involved in so many things. you just need to do some history, digging in on the history of Peter Thiel, who he was. So I can't say yes or no, Adam. I can say probably. I mean, it's crazy. Crazy. And folks, they've got us distracted, right? They've got us looking over here, look over here, look over here, look over here. Trump, immigrants, Trump. Hey, folks, ain't none of that stuff going to matter. Ain't none of it going to matter soon, because they're going to control every aspect of your life, every transaction you make. That's why they're going to do away with the dollar. The dollar's no good. It's all going to be electronic. Why? Because if you're a bad boy, you ain't getting any money this month, and you aren't going to eat. And if you're going to stand up and you're going to keep preaching that Jesus stuff, well, dude, I'm sorry. There ain't going to be any money on your, what is it? monthly income that the government's going to give you? You don't think this, you don't think this stuff's real? You don't think they can control your local Krogers? Johnny, you don't think they can control who ships where and what? Did you guys ever go, it happens, and with your credit card and run your credit card and it doesn't work? Ever happened to you? And you don't know why it doesn't work other than the Visa, whoever it is, put a stop to it. You don't know why, but you can't use it. Wake up. Wake up. It's total, complete manipulation. And they're doing all this stuff while you're arguing. Oh, my goodness. Joe Allen.
So we got, well, 2.5 years left with Donald Trump. And people are wondering who's going to be next. J.D. Vance is on.
Where did
the ticket.
Where did J.D. Vance come from? Where the hell did he come from?
So what's out there is Palantir financed J.D. Vance for this past election.
That's right. He did. They did. And by the way, Vivek Ramaswamy, who's trying to be governor of Ohio. They're the same. Folks, they're the same. They're the same thing. Vance and Ramaswamy. It's unbelievable, right? And they got us fighting and arguing amongst each other, Republican, Democrat, Bush, blah, 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 when the reality is it's a spiritual war and the kings of the earth are not who you and I think they are. It's amazing. It's amazing. Okay, hang on. I got to which one is that, Coach? I know where it is. Go ahead. Come on in, Mark.
Before you move on, let me see if I can get this in chat. Oh, man. Let me paste it. Basically, while we were talking, okay, what I did is I created a report, and then I coded and created a blog of this report. The report is on the word origins of Palantir with the theological connotations. Okay. Uh-huh. So it's a full report. I'm going to put the link in chat, but it's going to be more than you can talk about because it's a pretty lengthy blog. But I mean, this is an example of how you could take a topic and in 1 hour you create the content, you create a report, a narrative, a white paper, whatever, article, whatever you want to call it, and publish it. I sit here and just did that while you're talking. It's absolutely crazy. The thing is AI is used this way and nobody's using it this way yet. This is a bubble that is going to consume data centers whenever everyone starts doing things this way. So right now there's a calling of people who have the propensity and interest and abilities to do what I just did. Okay. Those are going to be the people that move to this next step in this elitism society, okay? But that's an example of how AI is used. It's an example of how it's used in data centers. The energy I use to consume to create these things, I got to be conscious of, right?
Amen.
So this is how it works. I just wanted to give you a behind the scenes. So I'll get that out to you.
Put that in the chat so I can capture it. Hey, look, I got about 6 minutes left. Let me get this going here. Bring up the wise wolf. The wise wolf. I'm going to start reading it. And then I'm going to put it in the chat because you may have to fit. The beast system from the Bible is being funded with your tax dollars. This is written by a guy named the Wise Wolf. I don't know who it is. I'm going to read fast, okay? It's important. You probably never heard of Palantir. That's not an accident. Palantir is a surveillance company that the CIA helped fund in 2003. It tracks what you buy, what you call, who you call, where you go, it tracks everything. Palantir calls itself software that dominates. Not software that serves, not software that protects. No. Dominates. They put that on their public profile. Your tax dollars fund Palantir, $794 million in government contracts last year alone. The Army just gave $10 billion to Palantir. Multi-year contract ceilings awarded in 2025, $13.7 billion to Palantir. Nobody in the press is asking why a corporation funded by the CIA is getting all of this money. Scroll on down, Spence. I got to talk fast. Huh? But Palantir pulled in more than that in the new contract 2025 alone. Keep going. A billion. This, you can talk there. That's Teal. He'll talk to you about it. And what? Oh, my God. We should seriously consider moving away from an all-volunteer army, he's talking about, and fight the next war if everybody shares in the risk and the cost. They want to do, folks, robots. Robots to fight the army. What he meant was a company that profits from war once your children drafted into wars. Palantir's AI is right now picking bomb targets in Gaza, Lebanon, Iran. Oh, this is so deep. I don't have time. Put it in the chat, and I exhort you, please go read this. Please go read. It tells us it's the ultimate. I'm copying something here. Hang on. It's the ultimate bait and switch, folks. Yeah, they got, huh? They got this little shiny target over here. Trump. Oh, yeah. Kamala, Joe. Nope. Hey, folks, those aren't the kings of the earth. They are not the kings of the earth. Do you understand it? They're not the kings of the earth. The rulers take counsel together. Oh, my goodness. All right, hang on. I'm distracted here. I admit it. I'm distracted. Let me get this. I don't want to lose that. That's why I'm doing it. Did I get it? Cool. All right. 4 minutes left. 4 minutes left. Golly. Go ahead, Mark. Or come on in, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave my hand up. But that link is published. So if you want to have Spencer pull it up, you can take a look at what came out. As you click on the bottom, yeah, and anywhere on the bottom of Palantir etymology, just anywhere. All right. So this is the report that Claude generated after I made the infographic. Okay.
Yeah.
And then it, you know, and you can look, kind of look through this. It's available now online. This is published. He went to an actual website and it has his blog.
Wow.
So now I can put things out there for people that they can read and simply share a link with them.
Okay, hang on there, Mark. Look, I just saw something. Scroll down, mm-hmm. Spencer. Hang on. Keep going. Hang on. Freeze. Stop. Freeze. Where's this? The moral weight of the name. Talking about Palantir. This is perhaps the most intriguing layer of etymology. Tolkien himself encoded ambivalence into Palantir. They are gifts of the Numenians. I don't even know who they are. Originally instruments of coordination and governance for a benevolent civilization. By the time the Lord of the Rings, most have been lost, captured, or corrupted. The very act of looking through them is dangerous because it can look back. To name a data and analytics and surveillance technology company after these objects is to inherit, at least symbolically, that entire moral architecture. The promise of clarity and coordination, the risk of corruption, the question of who controls the stone and who might be watching on the other side. Have a great week.
Boom, coach. That's what you were saying. Amen.
See you on Monday. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. What?